This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 20th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel remains pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, expect sunny skies, while Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures with a light breeze. Haifa is also experiencing clear skies. For those in Eilat, you can look forward to a warm day perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, the IDF is preparing for a potential collapse in negotiations with Iran, with Chief of Staff Eyal Zamir conducting regular assessments just this past hour. Also, in a report from Forward, Prime Minister Netanyahu and the IDF have condemned an Israeli soldier for damaging a Jesus statue in Lebanon, as reported 3 hours ago. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals that an Iranian terror cell was planning attacks in the Gulf, with 27 arrests made in the UAE just 39 minutes ago. Separately, Israel Hayom highlights a new initiative, documenting the stories of reservists, providing a platform for them to share experiences, reported only 36 minutes ago. And finally, JTA reports that Michigan Democrats have backed a pro-Palestinian candidate for a university board, sidelining a Jewish incumbent, with this development coming in just 21 minutes ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. American Newsroom, a prominent news outlet, shed insights just minutes ago on a power struggle within Iran, highlighting a top IRGC commander seizing control. Heidi Hamza, a frequent commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, reflected just 13 minutes ago on the EU's vision for Palestine and Israel, stating that the current Israeli coalition hinders a two-state solution. Al Arabiya Eng reported 17 minutes ago that over $71 billion will be required for Gaza's reconstruction over the next decade, according to an EU-UN assessment. Let's go deeper. Starting with the latest from Walla, the IDF is bracing for the potential breakdown of talks with Iran. Chief of Staff Eyal Zamir is holding frequent situation assessments. This move underscores the tensions surrounding the negotiations. A breakdown in talks could escalate regional instability. Turning to the incident in Lebanon, the Forward reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu criticized an Israeli soldier's actions involving a Jesus statue. This incident has sparked diplomatic concerns with Lebanon. Such acts could strain Israel's international relations. Meanwhile, in a dramatic development reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew, authorities in the UAE have arrested 27 members of a pro-Iranian terror cell. The group was allegedly planning to destabilize the Gulf region. This highlights ongoing regional security threats. In a related story, Israel Hayom discusses an initiative to document reservists' experiences. This project aims to support soldiers' mental health by sharing their stories. Such initiatives are crucial for understanding the impact of military service on individuals. Finally, JTA reports on Michigan Democrats endorsing a pro-Palestinian candidate for a university board. This decision sidelines a pro-Israel incumbent, reflecting shifting political dynamics in the U.S. that could influence American-Israeli relations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that officers in classified IDF units faced charges in a major corruption and security case involving $13 million in crypto and cash. The case remains under a gag order as investigations continue. Separately, Globes announces that Ondas has secured a $10 million tender to clear mines in Israel. This is part of a broader $50 million demining initiative. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, efforts to ease urban renewal bottlenecks in Israel are underway. Despite challenges from the past 2.5 years of conflict, changes are starting to materialize in the industry. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.